So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a three-way machlekes in the previously mentioned halacha of Yatzu Shnayim Ba'asiri, the Karan Asiri, Asiri Ve'achad Asa Merabin Zebizah. If two animals went out of the pen together after the ninth, and both were counted as number 10, one behemoth is considered the 10th and receives a complete hektish of Ma'is Behemoth, while the other behemoth is the 11th and receives a complete hektish of Karban Shlam. However, there's a three-way machlekes as to what is done with these two behemoths. Tana Chada Yiru. The first price is the Chacham, who hold that both behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and the Kedusha Shlam is redeemed onto money equivalent to the most superior behemoth of the Taravis, and from that money he will bring two Shlam. And since Meiser is not redeemable, both behemoths must be eaten according to the exclusive halachas of a blemished Meiser behemoth, even after redemption. And although both behemoths are similar karbanas, they cannot be brought respectively as Kachim Kalim, because the Chacham hold Imavi and Kachim on the base of Psul. We may not bring a carbon in a way that we are limiting the time to eat it because it might not be eaten in its entirety and be left over and become pasul as nicer. And if we cannot bring the ma'isa behema, which is eligible to all people, as a carbon shlam, whose chaz of a sheik is only eligible to kahanim, because as Rashi explains, shemele yu mitzuin oichlin la'isin chaz of a sheik v'yif sabalina. The kahanim might not be able to eat the chaz of a sheik and it will become nicer. V'tanachado yakrivu. The second price is Reb Shimon, who holds both behemoths are brought respectively as Kachim Kalim, and they will both be eaten according to the chumras of both Maisa B'Shlamim, because he holds Mevin Kachim L'Beis Absol. We may bring a carbon even when we're limiting the time to eat it, and we're not concerned that some of it might become nicer. B'Tani Idach Yemusu. The third price holds that both behemoths must be left to die, because this price is a case of B'Maisa B'Zman Hazeh. Mais behemoth in today's times when there's no Beis Hamikdash, and the behemoths cannot wait for a mum, because there's a concern for takala. While the owner waits for karbanis to receive a mum, he might come to do work, shear, or shech the animal without a mum. And the Braisa comes to teach that we apply the chashash takala even to two animals, even though nefisha b'seda, there's a great loss. The Gemara also discusses another possibility that the third Braisa of Yemusa is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ta'is meiser temura havya. The miscounted achad aser is considered a temura and receives its hektish from the asiri, and he holds temura's meiser mesa. The achad aser must be left to die. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach and brings two proofs otherwise. That Yehuda holds Temuris Maisa Kareva, the Achad Asa is brought as a Shlam. The first proof is from the Braisa of Yehuda that says, "Im ben Achad Asa l'Shlamim, elishazel isa kedush likar, v'zeh ein isa kedush likar." The Achad Asa is similar to other Karban Shlam, with the exception that in a regular Karban Shlamim, one can transfer its kedusha onto another animal, and the Temuris Shlam is eligible for Akrava. While in the shlam of the Achad Asa, one cannot transfer its kedusha onto another animal for Akrava, because he holds Tois Maisa Temura Hava. The Achad Asa is considered a Temura, and ain't Temura Isa Temura. One cannot transfer the hektish of a Temura onto another animal. This implies, however, how Ihu Gufe Karv, the Achad Asa itself, is brought as a shlam. The second proof is from the Sifra, which is Rabbi Huda, who darshens the Pasuk, Vim Zebuch Shlam Karbana Im Min Habakar. The superfluous word Im teaches, L'Rabbis Achad Asa L'Shlam. If the 11th behemoth was called Asiri, it becomes a Shlam, and the Pasuk includes only Achad Asar, but not the Shi, because Hektish La'achrav Mikadish. The Asiri accomplished Kedusha only on the Achad Asar that follows it, but not on the Tashi that preceded. Apparently, review the whole is Achad Asar, Karav Shlam. The 11th behemoth is brought as a Karav Shlam, and is not left Lemisa. The Gemara concludes with a Machlokes in the case of Al-Imel Shluch Tzeva Aser Olai. If the owner appointed an agent to separate Meis behemoth from his animals, and the Shlich miscounted. Rav Papi Mishmei the Rav says it depends. Karu l'tashiyah asiri kadosh. If the shlich counted the ninth behemoth as number 10, it does become hektish because the le'mafsa le'klal da'ich le'bemumay. The shlich did not cause the owner a loss because he can consume the entire animal after it gets a mum. However, la'achad asr asiri ain't a kadosh. If he counted the 11th behemoth as number 10, it does not become hektish because the mafsa le. The shlich did cause the owner a loss because he must bring the animal for a karban shlam and give away the chaz v'sheik to the kahanim. And the owner claims, "L'sakuni shadartech v'lilavasi." I appointed you only for my benefit, but not for my loss. While Rav Papa says, "Afil kar l'tashia asiri ein hakadosh." Even if he counted the ninth behemoth as number 10, it does not become hakadosh because the ivish shetzorch l'lahamtin ad shatumim. But oyit she'asa ligzis v'lavad ba. The shlich did cause a loss to the owner, who must now wait until the behemoth gets a mum, and he's forbidden to shear and do work with the behemoth. The Gemara concludes that only in this case can the owner claim l'sekunde shadartak v'leila vasi, because to usihi amar lo yibayilach l'mitte. The shlich made an obvious error, but in the case of oim l'shluch yitzeve term gedas balabayis, when the owner appoints a shlich to separate truma from his produce and he did not specify an amount, the shlich separates the amount that the balabayis is accustomed to separate. And in me'en yideya daita shabalabayis, term beinis echad minun. If the shlich does not know the amount that the balabayis is accustomed to separate, he separates the average amount of 1/50. And Pichas Asara, or Haisav Asara, Trumas Truma. If the Shlich separated by Ayin Ra, the inferior amount of 1/60th, or separated by Ayin Yafa, the generous amount of 1/40th, the separation is still effective and the only cannot claim L'Sekunish Adartach, because since some people separate by Ayin Yafa and others separate by Ayin Ra, the Shlich can claim L'Hachi Amdab Ticha. I assume that you are accustomed to this amount. Hanulach Maisa Behema, Baslikala Mesechtes Bechairis. Rav Baruch Shem completed the 9th parak and Mesechtes Bechairis, and will begin Mesechtes Erechin in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.